Welcome to The Astrology Show with your host, Kelly Fox. Each week, Kelly will give you access to the current transits that are a valuable tool which provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has through our sun sign. Understanding the current planetary influences each week can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. Sometimes, events in your life may seem completely random, but there is a pattern to the order of these events, one set in motion in part by you and in part by the planets and stars in the sky and their influence on your life here on Earth. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, if you're going to get that promotion, move to a new city, or fall in love, tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance. It can help you anticipate problems before they occur, give you tools to cope with changes, and help you look forward to the wonderful days ahead. Kelly Fox is a professional astrologer and internet pioneer who launched Astrology.com, one of the first and most successful astrology websites. Today, her passion lies with her new site, TheAstrologer.com, where she brings a modern-day approach to an ancient wisdom. Please join Kelly each week to learn more about how the planets can align for you.
Hi there, and welcome to The Astrology Show. I am your host and astrologer, Kelly Fox, and I'm talking about the planets this week, and we have a lot of change coming. Not big changes, just small here and there changes. So we have love planet Venus moving into Pisces, which is a very compatible match. We also have communication planet Mercury finally turning finally turning direct. It has been retrograde for the past 3 weeks, and it really feels like the longest retrograde I think I've ever experienced. We also have action planet Mars moving into Gemini, so that'll change the pace a fair bit, particularly with Mercury turning direct and Mars in Gemini. There's going to be a lot on the go, a lot of moving pieces. That seems to be a term I'm saying a lot lately. So Venus in Pisces, it's a very nice energy. It's very soft. It's great for relationships, particularly if you are a water sign, Cancer, Scorpio, Pisces, or have any planets in water signs. And if you don't know where your planets are, go to my website, theastrologer.com/chartwheel, and get a free chart wheel. And each week you can follow along to see how the weekly planets are affecting you. So with love planet Venus moving into Pisces, our boundaries become more fluid. And that's not a good thing or a bad thing, it just is. So it's sort of like we all sort of merge, and it's all about oneness and losing ourselves within relationships. But be very careful about, it's a very dreamy influence, so be careful about illusion and disillusionment and all that sort of thing. And then with Mercury finally turning direct in Pisces, it means that communication can start to move forward, and we can trust our intuition at this time. So when Mercury is in Pisces, it's all about intuition and instinct rather than logic. So, you know, we're a lot more sensitive to other people's feelings when Mercury is in Pisces. But the confusion is aside, because Mercury will be turning direct on Thursday. So it's like things become a lot clearer at this time. Towards the end of the week. And Mercury turns direct at 16 degrees Pisces. So it's all about trusting your own instincts. And then action planet Mars moving into Gemini, that's happening on Sunday. And so this is very good energy for multitasking. So people are thinking fast, they're talking fast. This will be starting next week. And it's a good chance to get our information out there, but it's not so good for making up our mind. Whereas these past few weeks, we've had Mars in Taurus, and so things have been at a slow and steady pace, you know, step by step. And especially with that Mercury retrograde these past few weeks, it's like two steps forward, two baby steps forward, and one big step back. So the energy is going to start to shift where it's like we're taking steps forward, not having to sort of retrace our steps with Mars in Taurus and, of course, the Mercury retrograde. So let me talk about Venus in Pisces. I think that's a good place to start. Venus moved into Pisces Tuesday and at 12:43 p.m. Pacific, which is 3:43 p.m. Eastern time, love planet Venus will be in a sign that very much likes of Pisces. So that is March 26th all the way through April 20th. I'm just double checking my calendar to make sure. Yes, that is correct. Because I'm looking at it thinking, April, does that sound right? Are we already looking at April? And I'm already talking about April. And of course, next week's show, I will be talking all about April and what we can expect during April, if you can believe that, which is something I always say. It seems every week just like I'm saying that. Can you believe that we're already thinking about April next week? So with Venus in Pisces, of course, this all depends on where Pisces is in your natal chart or your birth chart. But this is a very romantic influence, Venus in Pisces. And many of us might be prone to fantasy when it comes to our love lives and seeing the goodness in everyone, which is actually not such a bad thing, the rose-colored glasses syndrome, but you know, seeing the good in everybody, seeing the good in everyone we meet. And if you're single and you're dating, you might think that you've landed your dream partner during this influence, because it makes us, it has this sort of, we're this incurable romantic, seeing the good in everybody, wearing rose-colored glasses. And, of course, we think that we've found the one. So be very careful with that, with Venus in Pisces and, of course, Mars in Gemini as well. That's very, the influence is duality. So just be very careful with that, in those two influences at odds with each other. So with Venus in Pisces, practicality and discrimination go right out the window. And, you know, some of us might be willing to sacrifice everything for the idea of love or the ideal love or the perfect partner. And, of course, with Venus in Pisces, boundaries are definitely a lot more fluid. So that means it's harder to tell where we end and someone else begins, and, you know, we won't really care about boundaries with Venus in Pisces because, you know, we all want to merge into oneness. Many of us will have a tendency to lose ourselves in our relationship, but it's like it's a very dreamy sort of influence. It's like we're projecting our ideals onto other people, so just be careful of that as well. We might need a reality check from other people, and especially don't even think about making long-term commitments with this influence. As nice as it is, and as nice as the energy is, and it's compatible and it flows with Venus in Pisces, we need some other grounding influences, which actually are there with Saturn and Pluto. They are in Capricorn, which is a good mix with this influence of Venus and also Neptune in Pisces. So there's a good sort of balance there of reality and, you know, getting caught up in a fantasy. But it's still good to, you know, have a trusted source, double check what we are actually committing into. So also with Venus in Pisces through April 20th, this is all about creativity and imagination and artistic expression. These things can be highly rewarding, and any sort of creative arts, music, painting, film, poetry. So creativity is an excellent outlet for many of us to escape the daily grind. It's like it's a good, very good escape. Our sensitivities are heightened when Venus is in Pisces, and so we might find that some environments or being around certain people might be intolerable, because a lot of us will be empathetic at this time, picking up the feelings of other people. So just be careful with that and maintain boundaries. So it's important that we pay attention to our intuitive responses when Venus is in Pisces through April 20th. So we need to take care of ourselves. And many of us will be doing that by withdrawing from any sort of toxic situation or relationship. Even if you can't come up with a logical explanation for how you feel, it's not really the time to be doing that. It's a time to really trust our instincts and trust our feelings around relationships. So Venus, meaning of Venus. Venus is the planet of affection and romance and love and pleasure and socializing and friendships and bringing people together in harmony. And social gatherings, and Venus also rules finances, and where Venus sits in your natal chart will indicate how you approach any kind of partnership or how you are with money. So Venus is about, are you comfortable with intimacy and relationships, or do you get worried about getting too close and too dependent? Are you okay with being on your own? And it's not just a placement of Venus, the planet of love in your natal chart. It's how it aspects or how it connects to other planets in your chart and so on, or makes angles to the other planets in your chart. It also indicates, how you work with other people, how you get on with other people, and again, how you are in relationships. That's really the nature of Venus. And as I said, it's also money and finances within Venus's realm. It will show you what you're like with money. Are you cautious and conservative, or are you less prudent, spending too much, believing that more is better, and so on and so on. So Venus is connected to the signs of Taurus and Libra, and it does, third favorite sign is Pisces. As strange as that sounds, it's like the planets do have their favorite signs, and Taurus and Libra are the two favorites of Venus, with Pisces coming in third. So Venus in Pisces, Venus is moving into Pisces tomorrow, where it's going to be all the way through April 20th. So this is a very dreamy, romantic influence. It's very nice, especially if you're a water sign, have any planets in water signs. Venus in Pisces is a good fit. Pisces is one of the favorite signs of Venus. Now, with Pisces is symbolized by the fish. And so if you think about, if you can visualize two fish swimming along in the stream, and the stream representing the subconscious mind, or even the winding path of life itself, and you've got two fish swimming in different directions, they're just swimming along with the current and taking whatever comes their way. They're very go with the flow, so to speak. You know, Pisces is a mutable water sign, so it's definitely happy with just going with the flow. Pisces is a romantic sign, so this is why it gets on so well with Venus. Pisces is a very intuitive, psychic sign. Pisces typically intuits the needs and emotions of those that they're closest to. Pisces is a very caring, compassionate sign. Pisces is ruled by Neptune. Neptune's the planet of illusion and fantasy and imagination. Pisces is very much a charitable sign, and it takes care of the people, not just the people it loves, but it really takes care of everybody. Pisces is the last sign of the zodiac, and so it's been through the cycle of all the signs, and it's in its final stages. It's the last sign in Pisces. So Venus is also coming to the end of the cycle. You know, like last week we just celebrated the astrological new year on Wednesday. So it was the very beginning of the zodiac, which means the sun is at the start of the zodiac. The sun is starting a brand new cycle. And so now we're at the very beginning stages. So Venus moving into Pisces, it's in the final stages of the cycle. And then April 20th, at the same day the sun moves into Taurus, Venus will then move into Aries and begin its brand new zodiacal cycle. So, you know, we're just at the end of it now, and it's a very nice influence, Venus in Pisces. So I was just looking through my calendar here to see, well, what aspects is Venus in Pisces, is Venus making while it's in Pisces? And it's always interesting to see, you know, what we can expect, because it's one thing to have a planet with a sign, and that's called a planetary placement. It's another when it hooks into another planet by a certain angle, and the flavor that brings to, you know, a placement or Venus in Pisces. So on March 27th, which is actually the day after Venus moves into Pisces, it immediately forms a very nice sextile to Uranus, planet of the unexpected. So you've got the planet of love coming together really nicely with the planet of the unexpected. So, you know, love takes unusual turns, but in a very positive way. And more so if you're born at the beginning of your zodiac sign, and especially if you're a water sign, and that's Cancer, Scorpio, Pisces, or even an earth sign, Taurus, Virgo, Capricorn. If you're born at the very beginning of one of those signs, this is a week where there could be some very nice surprises when it comes to love. So Venus will be forming a very nice sextile to Uranus as soon as it moves into Pisces, and that's happening tomorrow. And then on Wednesday, love planet Venus will be forming a very nice sextile to Uranus, unpredictable Uranus, but unpredictable in a positive way. That sounds sort of negative. So it's like this week, you know, many of us can expect some really nice, unexpected events in our love life. So on that note, we're going to take a short break, so stay tuned.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds. Om Times.
Om Times magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Imagine being fired because of who you love. Imagine being denied medical treatment because of who you marry. Imagine being evicted because of who you are. Millions of Americans don't have to imagine this. They have to live it. Because in 31 states, it's legal to discriminate against LGBT people. Get the facts at beyondido.org. Brought to you by the Gill Foundation and the Ad Council.
Hi there, and welcome back to The Astrology Show. I am your host and astrologer, Kelly Fox, talking about the planets this week. And we've got some changes this week, not major changes, but enough to be noticeable. The first one is love planet Venus moving into Pisces. This is a really nice, soft, romantic, helpful energy. And many of us will be wearing rose-coloured glasses. Next up, we've got Mercury, communication planet Mercury, finally moving out of retrograde. It feels like forever since Mercury has been retrograde. It actually turned retrograde March 5th of this year, 2019. It feels like it's been going on for at least a year. I've had so many complaints about this Mercury retrograde, you just wouldn't believe. And then on Saturday, we've got action planet, warrior planet Mars moving into Gemini. So that's a very busy, busy energy. So there's changes afoot, but not the gigantic ones like Uranus moving into Taurus as it did 3 weeks ago. But there are changes coming, shifts, most definitely. So just before the break, I was talking about love planet Venus moving into Pisces and what we can expect from that. And it's most certainly about, you know, not having boundaries when it comes to those we love. And but just be careful with not being deceived or feeling disillusioned with this energy. But typically Venus really does like being coupled up with Pisces. So I'm not using that many negative keywords for this influence. And with Venus moving into Pisces on Tuesday, straight after the following day, we've got Venus forming a really nice sextile to unpredictable Uranus. So this is definitely surprising events in a good way when it comes to our love life or social circle or even finances. It just indicates, you know, a simple change in routine, which might make all the difference that we hadn't anticipated. It's a really good creative energy as well. So it's good for artists or musicians or artisans that, you know, there might be some incredible flashes of creative insight with this influence. So it's time to, you know, get romantic and maybe surprise your partner in a very romantic way that they might not be expecting. Now, on April 9th, Venus, love planet Venus in Pisces will form a very nice conjunction to Neptune in Pisces. So this is an extremely romantic energy. Very, very romantic. I'm thinking, what's a word that's beyond very romantic? And I'm blanking because it is Mercury retrograde after all. April 9th, Venus and Neptune come together in Pisces. This sort of would sort of feel like one big, long, happy, romantic movie during this influence. So be sure to plan for something romantic on or around that time. Now, April 9th is on a Tuesday, and it's going to be very important, especially for the water signs or people that have planets in the water signs, to make the most of this energy. And I'm just looking to see the degree of where that is. 17 degrees Pisces. So if you're born in the middle of a water sign, this will be more potent for you. So when Venus conjuncts Neptune, and Neptune is the ruler of Pisces, so Venus and Neptune in Pisces, it's even more fortuitous with this very strong energy. Because, you know, Neptune is the ruler of Pisces, And Venus does like being in Pisces. Venus is actually exalted in Pisces. So there's a very, very strong energy. It's more than just the usual old Venus conjunct Neptune. Because it's in Pisces, it's a very strong, favorable time. So this is a time when it's great for creativity or daydreaming, and we're consumed in a good way by our idealistic visions of a perfect world, and you know, many of us will be thinking about an ideal existence, you know, here on the earthly plane, and the performing arts, or as I said, any sort of creativity is a great time. This is a great day for doing any sort. I say day, but it really will affect, you know, days before and days after. So it's like beautiful images, and we're more sensitive, and let's think about making collages and leafing through art books or visiting art galleries, and we might be focused on improving our image or appearance, or sort of updating our wardrobe, or anything that might be aesthetic as well. So it's good to sort of make a romantic connection with someone that's really important to us. So just remember that date. April 9th is when Venus in Pisces will come together with Neptune in Pisces. On April 12th, love planet Venus will form a very nice sextile to Saturn. Now that's a really good week with two very favorable influences. So the week of you've got April 9th through the 12th, Venus conjuncts Neptune on the 9th, and then on the 12th it forms a sextile to Saturn. So that's really, really nice energy. I'm looking at the other energies of that week. Yeah, there's other stuff going on that might not be so great, but let's just focus on Venus, as I'm doing, Venus in Pisces, and what it actually will be doing that week. So it's going to be an interesting week when it comes to relationships. So on the 12th, Venus in Pisces will form a very nice sextile to Saturn in Capricorn. So there's this ideal and groundedness coming together. So it's like we can get a lot done at that time. Work and labor are a good focus for this Venus sextile Saturn. Affections are strong. Might not be sort of expressing our feelings, but it doesn't matter. It's like we can show our feelings in other ways. You know, we're finding practical and sensible ways to realize our creative energy around April 12th with Venus forming a sextile to Saturn. And it's like it's good for really taking a step-by-step plan and approach to achieving our goals. You know, being on the lookout for earning opportunities or finding other ways to make money. It's a good time for friendships and, you know, maintaining and building our oldest friendships and relationships with other people. And also it's a time with Venus in Pisces forming this really nice sextile to Saturn in Capricorn, older people or revering older people or learning something from our elders at this time. Then on April 14th, we've got Venus forming a really nice sextile to Pluto. Now, Pluto is a planet of change and transformation. So this is an excellent time that strengthens deep relationships, and it'll help us understand people's motivations. And you know, Venus sextile Pluto also spurs creative output. There's a lot of when Venus comes together with Pluto, it's very much about charisma, recognizing power, responding to even animal magnetism. And you know, with Venus sextiling Pluto April 14th, we're able to see beyond the obvious to what's below the surface. And you know, we can get a handle on how other people feel and operate, and you know, get an understanding of people, some maybe difficult people in our lives, and seeing the reality of the situation. So personal connections will be highlighted, not only with Venus, but, you know, in Pisces, as it's doing tomorrow, moving into Pisces, where it will be through April 20th. But the 9th through April 14th is a very nice time, really nice angle Venus is making to the other planets. Also, we've got with Venus forming a sextile to Pluto on April 14th, it's like personal connections will be highlighted at this time. Even casual relationships will have a purpose. It's like people will touch us at a deep level, you know, from the 9th through the 14th of April. So we're feeling powerful and creative and very productive and savvy and insightful. And, you know, it's a great time for finances too, around the 14th. And many of us will be using our intuitive abilities or our instincts to make financial decisions. But then again, there's always something when it comes to astrology. So it's like on April 15th, Venus will be forming a square to Jupiter. So we've got all that feel good, and then there's suddenly an excess of anything that's, you know, that's been going on, it turns into excess. You know, Venus in Pisces will be forming a challenging square to Jupiter in Sagittarius. So, in other words, sticking to the diet could be pretty hard. We're feeling self-indulgent. There's a lack of self-discipline with this energy. Be very careful with drugs and alcohol. You know, particularly Venus in Pisces, Jupiter in Sagittarius, it's really important that we don't overdo it. And, you know, we're seeking pleasure at this time and we want to have a good time. We want to party. We want to pretend that it's okay. But it's sort of like too much of a good thing can be a problem. So just be careful of retail therapy, spending sprees around April 14th. It's funny, isn't it? Because, actually, it's April 15th, and that's tax day. Isn't that interesting? Venus square Jupiter is happening on tax day. That's really fascinating. I'm going to read into that and ponder that a little bit more. So that's what Venus will be doing while it's in Pisces. It's really good stuff there, April 9th through the 14th, and then the final hurrah is Venus forming a challenging square to Jupiter, which is all about excess on tax day. On that note, I think I will talk about Mercury finally turning direct in Pisces. Now, this is the best news I can share because it's just been one giant, what's the nice way of saying it? Miscommunication and things not moving ahead quickly, redoing stuff, lacking clarity, I think, is a big one that I've been noticing. Just people being confused and not having clarity around certain situations. Mercury has been retrograde since March 5th. So it's turning direct on March 28th, which is Thursday. So, and it will continue in Pisces until April 16th. And from there, Mercury will move into Aries and the start of the new cycle begins. So under the influence of Venus in Pisces, and Venus has, Mercury. I keep saying Venus because I was just talking about Venus moving into Pisces, and now I'm talking about, I have to say this out loud so I really know what I'm talking about here. So Mercury is in Pisces, and it has been in Pisces since, let me check my calendar here just to make sure I'm talking about the right planet, and I can blame the Mercury retrograde on this, but Mercury first moved into Pisces during this cycle on February 10th. So it's been in Pisces since February 10th, and it turned retrograde on March 5th. So what can we expect when Mercury is in Pisces? So we've already been going through this. It's just a little bit more difficult or challenging since it's been retrograde. Now, Mercury does not like being with Pisces. Venus loves being hooked up with Pisces, but Mercury does not. Mercury is planet of the mind, planet of logic. It's how we think. It's our reasoning abilities. It's planet of the mind, whereas Pisces is a very feeling, emotional sign. So those two don't get on or go very well together. But when Mercury is in Pisces, as it has been since February 10th, this is all about our intuition. And it's trusting our intuition more than we trust our logic. But because it's been retrograde, it's like there's been confusion around that. So with Mercury in Pisces, we can see the big picture. We've got the higher vision. It's not so much about details with this energy. It's definitely more about feeling our way, trusting our dreams, reading into our dreams, looking at signs and symbols, and reality sort of becomes a bit blurred. And during Mercury in Pisces, where it will be all the way through April 16th, many of us will be basing our decisions on our feelings rather than logic or reason. So we'll find that we're more sensitive to other people's feelings. Our decisions could be motivated by compassion and care, empathy, understanding. And, you know, to many of us, communication may be difficult. So we might not be able to explain how we came to certain conclusions. Words might elude us now. And if we can find other ways to express ourselves rather than verbal, this will be really helpful. And during Mercury in Pisces, our minds are very flexible and adaptable, and we're open to other people's ideas, possibly too open and impressionable, but nonetheless, we're very open and flexible. It might be hard to many of us, though, with Mercury in Pisces, now that it's going to be turning direct, or especially since it's been retrograde, I should say, it might have been hard to know what we're even thinking, or what are our own opinions compared to others. Being a little bit wishy-washy with this influence as well as Mercury in Pisces, you know, maybe procrastination, avoidance, escapism, you know, that type of thing. So, you know, anything that might require organisation or attention to detail could be a little bit frustrating. So, you know, what this energy is good for is thinking about our big ideals or dreaming up our ideal vision for the future, getting clear about the big picture and what we want to create, channeling our imagination to creative outlets. And again, like the performing arts or any sort of creativity, that sort of thing. That's what Mercury is, Mercury in Pisces is very good for, is the performing arts, intuition, instincts, and any type of creativity, music, any spiritual endeavor or pursuit. Mercury in Pisces is very good for that as well. Also this week, on that note, we're going to take a short break, so stay tuned.
Real Conscious Connection. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free. AscendingHearts.com.
Looking for inspiration?
Want to be inspired?
Not sure where to go?
Find Mark and Kim every Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern on Inspired Living.
Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual.
Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
I can't believe you found them.
He seems sorry.
We very clearly told him not to look up there.
I'm honestly impressed that he was able to do it.
Right? What did he balance on that big chair?
I guess he'll just know what his gifts are this year.
I really thought we had hidden them well.
If they can find their presents, they can find a gun.
911, what is your emergency?
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
Hi there. Welcome back to the Astrology Show. I am your host and astrologer, Kelly Fox, talking about the planets this week. And we have a lot of change going on. Nothing big. We don't have a full moon. We had that last week. The astrological new year was last week. The big news of the month, of course, was unpredictable Uranus moving into solid, stable, steady Taurus. So that's sort of behind us now because Uranus is firmly placed in Taurus, where it will be for the next 7 years. But what we do have this week is love planet Venus moving into sweet Pisces, where it will be until April 20th. We have Mercury finally moving out of retrograde, which seems like forever. That's happening on Thursday, and that's happening in Pisces. And then on Saturday, we've got action planet Mars moving into Gemini until May 15th. So this is where the fun begins, because there's going to be a lot going on. It's a very, very busy energy, very, very busy. Many of us will find that we're juggling many things at the same time, and especially if you're an air sign, and that's Gemini, Libra, and Aquarius. There is a lot to do. There'll be a lot going on. Our minds will be humming with energy and excitement. And so with the influence of Mars in Gemini, we could also be pretty highly strung, a lot of nervous energy. So many of us have trouble sitting still for long periods of time. And if you're in school, this could lead to problems, or on the job, because it's also a very restless and bored energy, meaning that you may get bored very quickly, because we're looking for the next thing. Our minds need to be stimulated, that is for sure. And so what's going to be really important when Mars is in Gemini, because Mars is a physical action-oriented planet. So a variety of regular exercise will be extremely important for our physical energy. So it will help keep our balance and coordination in top form if we're looking to sort of incorporate some physical exercise. So any sort of sport that requires some type of dexterity is also a good use of this energy of Mars in Gemini. But we will have trouble maintaining focus on anything for too long. And of course, depending on how this transit directly affects you or where it falls in your natal chart, and if you don't know what your natal chart is, or you've never had your natal chart, never seen it, go to my website, get a free chart wheel, theastrologer.com/chartwheel. And then each week on the show, you can follow along to see how these weekly activities are affecting you. But with Mars in Gemini all the way through mid-May, many of us will be speaking at a very fast pace and dominating conversations by maybe not letting anyone else have a chance to talk. It's a good time for getting and gathering information. Not so good at processing information, but for making up your mind, but it's very good for, grabbing lots of information on the go. And we're going to be very flexible when Mars is in Gemini in many ways. So it'll be easy to adapt our plans to other people's agendas. It's a very sociable energy, Mars in Gemini. So it'll be about enjoying and developing friendships and going to places where we can meet a variety of new people and making connections without too much trouble at all when Mars is in Gemini. Now, I want to take a look and see what aspects aspect Mars will be making while it's in Gemini, because this is always really insightful. It's one thing to see a planet with a sign. It's another to see the angle that the planet in the sign will make and the flavor that that gives the influence. So on April 27th, Mars will, and that's actually nearly a whole month without Mars making any aspect at all. The first aspect it will make is square to Neptune. So this is a really strange influence. Anytime Mars and Neptune come together, it's a very confusing. It's not really clear cut. So Mars square Neptune is very strange. It's like we're fantasizing about bold and courageous acts, but we might lack the strength or the energy to actually act on these things. It's like we've got good intentions, but they're not sort of ever going to come to a head or be made real. And if that happens, then ultimately these things are worthless. And I'm using negative because it's a square, and a square is when two or more planets are 90 degrees apart. So it's like Mars square Neptune is very, it's hard to pin down. So around April 27th, like we might be feeling discouraged or thwarted in our efforts with this energy. It's not good for self-esteem typically. And, you know, we might not be feeling good about ourselves, but we can escape into our daydreams that are never really going to, you know, evolve into anything much. Be careful with authority around April 27th when Mars squares off with Neptune and we're not squaring off with the boss and telling him or her how we really feel. Or in our fantasy we are, but make sure that doesn't come about in reality, or it could, unfortunately. So it's like there's also like a resentment with this energy as well. You know, and on the other hand, some of us are too afraid to act, and then, you know, the rest of us, we aren't afraid to act, which actually is not a good thing either. You know, we might be working off delusions or daydreams type of thing. So just be very careful around April 27th when Mars forms a square to Neptune. And again, be very careful with drugs and alcohol as well. On May 5th, the hard energy continues with Mars because we've got Mars forming an opposition to Jupiter. So Mars in Gemini opposing Jupiter in Sagittarius. If you are a mutable sign or have any planets in mutable signs, that's Gemini, Virgo, Sagittarius or Pisces, just watch this energy around May 5th when Mars opposes Jupiter. This is about excess, and many of us might be burning the candle at both ends for the duration of this transit. So it's like we're taking risks, and it's not really a good time to do that when Mars opposes Jupiter. So it's like we're not listening to anyone else. We're just sort of diving in and doing it without sort of checking or double checking things. It's like it's also a very aggressive energy, and you know, we might have very forceful reactions to situations and things like that. So just be very careful with that. But the good news is on May 14th, Venus will form a very nice sextile to Mars. And that's after Venus moved into Aries. It forms a very opportunistic sextile to passion planet Mars. So May 14th is a great time to throw a party or attend any type of social event. And it's a good time to be had by all with this influence. So this is when many of us will be feeling friendly and affectionate, and you know, we're all in a good mood, and or most of us, I should say. And so it's like everything's sort of coordinated and flowing. So it's a good time to get out there. So the other influences that are going on this week, we've got Mercury conjuncting Neptune. That happened on Sunday. That actually explains a lot. It's a very intuitive, daydreamy sort of energy. You know, we're in tune with the heavens, but not so much here on Earth. Many of us would have had powerful dreams last night or sudden inspirations. Our imaginations are stimulated. and we're sort of, our minds are wandering a bit. So it's important, though, that we do pay attention to our instincts and our intuition. But Mercury is still retrograde until Thursday, so just be aware of that. And try and avoid negotiations and contracts. The energy will be less tomorrow, but it's important not to sort of have any sort of negotiation, because people are not on the same page. And with that Mercury still retrograde, miscommunication abounds. So just be aware of that. Now, for your weekly horoscope, after all the planetary activity of the week, what can each to remain firmly behind closed doors for a change, that is? And if you're single, you may meet someone your family disapproves of, which, of course, will be their problem and not yours. If you are a Taurus, and if you're looking for love, look for someone who is passionate about the same causes and issues as you. And if you're already in a relationship, think about campaigning together or working on a community project alongside one another. If you are a Gemini, this is a fantastic time for making a good impression at work or in an interview or test of any kind. You can talk your way into almost anything this week, especially professionally. So let's hope you can talk your way out again too, which I'm pretty sure Gemini won't have any problem with that at all. Cancer, freedom feels important to you this week, and you'll resent being expected to conform or stick to the rules. In love, this freedom can be taken a little bit too far. So if you're in a relationship, be very careful about rocking the boat. Leo, this week you'll feel emotion more deeply than you're used to, and that can be a little unsettling. Someone may challenge you over issues you thought were long gone. So stand your ground and be open and honest. The tension will end soon enough. Virgo, so because Venus moves into your love zone this week, it's all romance and hearts and flowers and poetry and rose petals all the way. Well, almost. If you're in an established relationship, it might be harder work. So small loving gestures count for a lot. Make your sweetheart feel very special, which you are so good at doing, Virgo. Libra, overindulgence is a risk this week, whether that's with food, alcohol, drugs, overspending, or anything else. So practice moderation, and if you can't, get a good friend to keep an eye on you. Your health most definitely deserves better. Scorpio, Venus moves into your passion zone, helping to make this a week to remember. So whether you're single or attached, a sudden and intoxicating attraction could make life pretty interesting. But if you play with fire, you can't complain when you get burned. Sagittarius, your family unit is very strong this week, and that gives you great pride. So focus on the home environment, make things feel comfortable and in your style. Your home is an extension of you, so it pays to get it just right. Capricorn, your imagination gets a huge boost from Venus this week, making it an exceptional time for writers, artists, poets, and musicians. Let your thoughts lead where they will, but try not to self-censor. There are some sparks of pure genius in there. Aquarius, better financial news is enough to make you smile, but what really matters is that you're shifting your expectations when it comes to money. You're learning that there's so much more to life than a big bank balance. And finally, Pisces. With the arrival of Venus in your sign this week, it makes you even more sensitive than normal. So there could be some tears this week. Try not to take things too personally, though. You love and you are loved. The rest of it is largely irrelevant anyway. And there you have it. That's your weekly horoscope. And just to recap the week and what is going on. The astro headline of the week is Love Planet Venus moving into Pisces. where it will be until April 20th. Communication planet Mercury is finally turning direct. It has been retrograde since March 5th. And then we've got action planet Mars moving into Gemini. It's happening on Saturday, and it will be in Gemini all the way through May 15th. So with the influence of Venus in Pisces, it's a very romantic energy. And if you're a water sign, Cancer, Scorpio, Pisces, this is great news for you. And for many of us, it'll be seeing the good in everybody and really dreaming up our dream partner if we're single. And of course, practicality and any sort of discrimination go right out the window when Venus is in Pisces. And that's it from me. Thank you for joining me. I'm your host and astrologer, Kelly Fox, and this is The Astrology Show. Wishing you a great week, and be sure to tune in next week.